When Van Pol was just a few years old, his family fled Cambodia. They'd managed to survive the genocidal reign of the Khmer Rouge, but then war broke out between Vietnam and Cambodia, and the family crossed into Thailand looking for safety. Van thinks it was 1982 or 83.
Back then, we were hiking over mountain range to get away from all the war that was happening back there. We were running over mountain range while we were being shot at, and landmines were everywhere, and we were hiking for our life, pretty much.
So for Van Pol, hiking was something you did out of fear and desperation. Van's family lived in several refugee camps for nearly a decade until they were finally sponsored to come to the U.S. They settled in Lowell, Massachusetts, less than an hour from the World Studios. Lowell has one of the largest Cambodian populations outside of Cambodia, and Lowell is where Emma Morgenstern first met Van Pol.
I met Van in 1995, when I was 6 and he was 15. It was my mom's first year teaching English as a second language at Lowell High School. That summer, she took a group of students to hike Mount Monadnock in New Hampshire. Van was part of the group. I found out later that Van wasn't all that interested in going hiking that day.
I thought I'd done so much hiking when I was so young that I don't want to do it anymore. I just want to go out and take a picture.
As we started climbing the mountain, Van hung back. But it didn't last long. He and my 8-year-old sister took off up the mountain, passing me and all of the other students.
I was one of the first that got to the top, and I've been hiking ever since.
He fell in love with hiking. As soon as he finished high school and got his driver's license,
that was pretty much it, freedom to go hiking every weekend.
He got his hiking routine down to a science, so he could spend every minute of his weekends on Mount Monadnock and other peaks in New Hampshire and Maine.
After work on a Friday, usually I would drive up to the trailhead of the mountain that Friday night already. And I would either sleep in my car at the trailhead or park the car there and pitch my tent by the trailhead. So when I wake up that Saturday morning, I'd be just ready to climb that mountain first thing in the morning. To me, the mountain is like my vacation, my doctor, my therapist. When I'm happy, I go hiking. When I'm sad, I go hiking.
In addition to his day job at a factory in Lowell, Van became the first Cambodian ranger at Mount Monadnock. And soon, he began using his vacation time to venture far beyond New England.
I've been to, Canada, Mexico, Guatemala, Belize, El Salvador, Honduras, Tanzania for my climb, up Kilimanjaro, Iceland, and so on.
But not to Cambodia or Thailand. He hasn't been back to those places, though he still thinks about them, especially when he's hiking.
Many times when I've gone sleeping in the woods, backpacking, sleeping in my tent, I would sometimes wake up at midnight or something, and for the first few seconds, I'd be like, where am I? Am I back in a refugee camp? Worrying that this, someone might shoot me or a bullet might land in my tent. For the first few seconds or so, I thought about that. But then I had realized that, wait a minute, I'm safe now. I'm safe now. No one's going to come shoot me or take me away.
That was Van Pol speaking with Emma Morgenstern. We have some great pictures of Van as a ranger, as a mountain climber, and as a young refugee. You can find them at PRI.org.